Brandon and Bill had known these were sovereign citizens, they would be with us today. They didn't know.
What is a sovereign citizen?
Sovereign citizen, in its simplest form, believes that he is above the law.
J.J. McNabb has been studying sovereign citizens for a decade. She's testified before Congress and is writing a book about the movement.
He has a twisted sense of history, and he thinks that people who lived in the 18th century were free of all legal constraints, and they want to return to that time now.
Jerry and Joe Kane were part of an anti-government movement whose roots date back to the racist Posse Comitatus of the 1970s and the Montana Freemen of the 90s. Convicted Oklahoma City bomber Terry Nichols was a sovereign citizen. And tax filings by actor Wesley Snipes, convicted of tax evasion in 2008, include numerous examples of sovereign language.
Average sovereign citizen today is 30, 35, and is in economic dire straits. They've probably lost their job. They've probably lost the wife.
Paranoid?
Many are.
Conspiracy theorists?
Most are.
Do you trust the government? I would argue that it's un-American to trust the government.
Alfred Addis told us he's never advocated violence, yet listen to what he said on his internet radio show.
We do not have the right to keep and bear arms so we can go duck hunting. We have the right to keep and bear arms in order to shoot our own politicians. We have the right.
You said we have the right to keep and bear arms in order to shoot our own politicians. We have the right to keep and bear arms, to shoot the police, to shoot your local government officials, your state officials, your president, your congressmen, your senators.
Yeah.
What did you mean by that?
I'm simply saying one of the ways you prevent the misconstruction or abuse of the powers of the Constitution is by letting the people in Washington understand that you are armed.
It's a mission for me. Who better to deliver the message than someone that has lost so much?
Sovereign citizens have a history of going after law enforcement who give them a hard time.
Oh, I hope they do. If they want to come after me, I am very easy to find. The police chief in West Memphis, Arkansas, 7 miles west of Memphis. If they want to come after me, I have absolutely no problem with it and might even like it.